Duke Ellington died 15 years ago, but it's hard to believe he's gone at all. His best music is so rich in ideas and texture that it always sounds newly minted. A pair of new CD reissues, both already out on LP, by the way, preserve two of the strangest albums Duke ever made. In 1962 and 63, Ellington recorded two albums worth of tributes to the competition, 23 theme songs of, or songs associated with, swing-era bands besides his own, everything from Guy Lombardo's Auld Lang Syne to Cab Calloway's Minnie the Moocher. A CD from Atlantic Records, Recollections of the Big Band Era, combines both those albums. Some of these themes are lightly revamped, others are ingeniously altered. Like this famous number, first played by Paul Whiteman's orchestra in 1924. A prankster like Ellington would replace Rhapsody in Blues' soaring clarinet with a lumbering baritone sax, played by Harry Carney. Ellington delights in such perverse reconstructions. But the most creative rearrangement is by his longtime sidekick, Billy Strayhorn. On Stan Kenton's Artistry and Rhythm, the artistry is supplied by violinist Ray Nance and the rhythm by drummer Sam Woodyard's Barehanded Shuffle. Cootie Williams plays wah-wah trumpet. In 1950, Duke Ellington and Billy Strayhorn recorded an album featuring their two pianos. It's called Great Times, part of Fantasy Records' original jazz classics series. On a few titles, like Take the A-Train, Duke plays piano, Strayhorn plays Celeste, and Oscar Pettiford plucks his cello. The album grew out of a four-handed piano romp Ellington and Strayhorn would play at parties. When two pianists square off, they tend to play less than usual to stay out of each other's way. But Ellington and Strayhorn lay down thick slabs of music. Sometimes they sound like the great early innovator Earl Hines. Sometimes they anticipate the free jazz revolutionary Cecil Taylor, each of whom sounds like he has four hands anyway. Sometimes they sound like both Hines and Taylor, as on the track Great Times with bassist Joe Shulman. Ellington used to say that he and Strayhorn thought so much alike, sometimes he couldn't remember who'd written what. Strayhorn said the same thing about their playing on this album. It doesn't have the greatest sound, but no matter. Great Times shows why Duke's piano work is so admired by iconoclasts like Cecil Taylor and Thelonious Monk. 40 years later, it sounds as radical as ever.
Kevin Whitehead is a regular contributor to Downbeat and Cadence.